Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What you want here. On the way, we can talk about Tulsi Gabbard stirring it up with the Democrat establishment, or you can bring up whatever you want. Apparently, there's also a government-run grocery store now in the United States. That's an apparent first. So we can talk about that. We were just discussing socialism just mere moments ago with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right back to the phone calls here. Deborah was on the line with us in Florida. I invited her to stick with us. She did. And Deborah, you had brought up, you had claimed that Martin Luther King was a closed border advocate. You claimed that closing the borders helps ensure good jobs for Americans. And I was just asking you to tell me more about that. Could you?
No, I'm saying that, with NAFTA, first of all, I want to say Tulsi Gabbard is my hero for going after Clinton the way she did. That was awesome. And NAFTA, right, during the Clinton administration,
when all the
NASA, NAFTA.
Oh, NAFTA.
Yeah. So the agreement with Mexico, North American Free Trade Agreement, when all the inexpensive, commercial American produce and big ag stuff went into in Mexico, and basically, what did it do? The farmers down there decimated them.
The farmers in Mexico?
Yeah. They didn't have a market anymore. So,
who didn't have a? Wait, you're saying the farmers in Mexico didn't have a market after NAFTA?
After American commercial products flooded into Mexico. Yeah.
Well, if they can provide a product or service at a lower rate, then isn't that a good thing?
Oh, wait a minute. I thought the claim was that farms from California moved across the border into Mexico so they could sell into the United States without having to deal with all the regulations in the United States and paying people in the United States.
Me too.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you willing to continue buying...
Yeah, I would have... Love to have continued the conversation with her because, immigration is an interesting discussion.
I can do it for you if you'd like.
What? Presumed what she was going to say there?
Aren't you, don't real patriots pay more so that Americans can have better jobs?
I don't know what a real patriot is, so I can't answer
that. But real patriots are good, and people who aren't real patriots are bad. Wouldn't you agree?
No, I don't think I don't think a person is bad because they want to get a better deal. I think that's what most people want. I think people want to save more money so they can help their family, send their kids to a good school or whatever it is they want to do, save up for their retirement or whatever their financial goals are, and being able to save more money when you go to the store, whether it be the grocery store or Walmart or wherever, shopping online. That's what we're constantly doing. We're constantly looking for the best deal. Now, you don't always want something that's cheap because it might break quickly, in which case you're not really getting that great of a deal in the long term. Sometimes it's better to pay a little bit more if you know you're going to get good quality. But I don't know. Some people really do value the origin of the product that they buy.
But those people shouldn't be able to force me to buy the products they think are better.
That's right. They should
if
not.
If you value where a product comes from, you shouldn't be able, in a free country, you shouldn't be able to force people to value the same things that you do. Now, I, at one point, had a farm. I had pigs and a large garden, and sometimes, rarely, we would be able to eat meals that were produced right there completely,
like 100%
on the property. And what we would do for these meals is we would pay a ridiculously large sum, because growing your own tomatoes, when you consider the labor and the capital, right? Like the hoses and the fittings and the
watering,
the lumber and all the things that you have to do to build up the things to make up the tomatoes so that you can eat some tomatoes.
My roommate tried to grow tomatoes and he just wasn't able to water them often enough. He didn't make it.
Yeah. Well, that's, that has more to do with him being a traveling salesman than anything. But in our case, we had the time, but you have to go out and do it all the time. Whereas you can go get some tomatoes for 99 cents or $1.99 a pound if you want the really
like
good.
Yeah, like $2.50 or $1.99.
Well, it depends on the kind of tomatoes you get, but you can go get some tomatoes at the grocery store and spend far less time doing it. Now, the question is, do you want American tomatoes or do you want foreign tomatoes? Well, I can see when it comes to food why somebody would want to know the sort of agricultural rules that go into it, but consider all your coffee that you're drinking comes from outside the United States. There's a little bit of Hawaiian coffee, but basically that's it.
By the way, somebody in the chat room, Wes, asking why the lady was dumped. She said the S word.
Yeah.
So we had to do it. Sorry, go ahead.
Really, if it's better to have something that's locally sourced inside the nation, and remember, I live closer to Montreal than I do to San Diego. All right. If it's somehow better to be inside within this federation of states that we're talking about here, the food, then why isn't it better that I grow my own food?
Mm.
And if so, then, you know, I mean, aren't I taking jobs from Americans by growing my own food? None of this.
Like,
this thing doesn't hold up. Now, the people that at openborders.org suggest that there would be a one-time doubling of the world's gross domestic product if borders were open, if people were able to move across borders.
Hmm.
Now, I can see how there might be some problems here in the United States if everybody could just come here. But really, I think
everyone can't just come here. It's expensive.
That's true, and they wouldn't have jobs, and there wouldn't be places to live, and a whole variety of things. But
jobs would be created, and that's the thing that a lot of the immigrant restrictor types, don't understand, is they think there's a finite amount of jobs.
But what they do have correct, though, is that in many cases the United States government just gives away a bunch of free stuff to immigrants, and you don't believe that should happen, right?
I don't think the U.S. government should exist. I don't think any governmental organization should exist,
right?
Based on coercion,
because taxation is theft, and therefore
coercion and extortion.
Right.
Yeah.
So taking taxes from somebody and giving them to somebody else is wrong.
That's morally wrong.
Right. It would be wrong if I did it on my own. If I just went and got a gun and I went next door and said, "Hey, give me some money. I've got some people who need it."
They've got guns next door. I don't know how well that would work.
That would be armed robbery.
Yeah.
You know? And
I would hope you didn't survive that, because you deserve it.
But the state survives it every day.
They sure do.
And people who, you know, believe in the state, which is the vast majority of our listeners, will say, well, we can't live without the state. We can't live without these liars and thieves that we know are liars and thieves. But, you know, somehow
we wouldn't. They make our lives so much better.
Right. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
So if you want to join us here, whether you want to talk about immigration or jobs or the economy or whatever's on your mind, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Do you have
Oh, yeah, we got callers here. So we're going to go to Kenneth. He's in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kenneth.
Hello. How are you guys doing this evening?
Super. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
It was the guy who's talking about the life and the pursuit of happiness and property.
Yeah.
At one time, I was considered property, being a black American.
You were owned by somebody?
No, but that's when it was taken out.
Oh, black people were at one point. Well, let me go you one better. I was considered property, being a European American, by the Italians. The Romans owned slaves.
Okay. No,
well, there you go. Slavery is the natural state of man. If you look historically, that's what they did to everybody.
Well, you're not excusing it, right?
No, I'm just saying that it's not unusual.
Okay, so go ahead, Kenneth.
No, what I was trying to explain was why they removed the word property out of the state at that particular time.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
At that particular time, in the wisdom of it, they didn't want the seven states to always this is my property.
That makes sense.
You're saying, just to clarify, you're saying you believe they took property out of the Declaration of Independence as far as the rights of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. They removed property because they wanted people to be able to have slaves?
No, to correct the injustice of slavery.
Yeah, okay. It's an interesting theory. Is there any evidence for it?
Slavery, that's when they had the Civil War.
Yeah, but the Declaration of Independence came decades before the Civil War.
I know, but the Civil War, the basic, after Lincoln had freed the slaves, Emancipation Proclamation.
Did that free the slaves, though? I'm pretty sure Abraham Lincoln wanted to keep the Union together, and that's why he did what he did. He wasn't doing anything for the slaves. I believe there was actually a quote where he said that, you know, he would basically let them stay slaves.
His second inaugural address.
If it kept the Union together. He didn't really care about slaves. More coming up here. FreeTalkLive.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
local.bitcoin.com. It's a trading platform globally that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods and no pesky identification requirements to sign up for the site or to use the site. Now, some individual sellers may require ID in order to sell to you, but to get on the site, you don't have to tell the site who you are, and your conversations between buyers and sellers are encrypted, so the site admins cannot read what you're saying, unless you invite somebody in from the outside to, say, deal with a dispute that you might have. So it's a pretty good system. I've used it multiple times over at local.bitcoin.com, and if you're going to be selling there, make sure you do your due diligence and figure out what the risks are with the various different payment methods. Some of them are higher risk than others, and if you're a buyer, if you're buying from somebody who's got a good reputation as a seller, you're pretty safe to do that. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com and get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. We'll continue with your calls here, but I did want to, since I brought up this quote about Abraham Lincoln, or what Abraham Lincoln said about slavery, there's this mythology that he was this great,
the great emancipator.
Yeah. Of slaves. And Mark, you had cited the second inaugural address, but that wasn't it. It was actually a letter to Horace Greeley, where Lincoln wrote, quote, "My paramount object in this struggle is to save the Union, and is not either to save or destroy slavery. If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing all the slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would also do that." So, translation, the slaves were just a tool. They were just something political, a political football, if you
will.
It's
worth pointing out that the Emancipation Proclamation only applied to the states that seceded from the Union.
Not the northern states.
There were slave states that stayed in the United States Union.
Really?
During the Civil War, or the War of Northern Aggression, or whatever terminology you wish to use. And Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation did not affect those slave situations.
Mm.
So,
bad man.
Well, I mean, he was a political operative.
He's a bad man because he's a politician.
Well, what I would prefer to say is that he's a politician, right? And we all know what that means when we say it.
How many people died in the Civil War? Like 500,000?
More Americans died in the Civil War than any other war in history.
I'm going to go ahead and say that makes him a bad man.
So, well, I mean, you know, it's not like, look, the South was itching for a fight. South Carolina,
I'm not saying there weren't
on
bad people down there, too.
Right.
They had bad politicians, too. They all suck.
Right. And slavery, terrible institution,
no
had
doubt
to be ended somehow. It was ended around the world without civil wars all over the place.
Correct.
And presumably that could have been done here in the United States. I kind of support Jim Brown, who was the abolitionist who armed a bunch of slaves and they had a slave revolt out in Missouri. You know, because I believe a person should be able to use a weapon in order to defend their freedom, even if they've lost their freedom. That they, you know, unless you have made some contract to give up your freedom in some way, and we call these employment contracts, right? They exist. Then you don't have any obligation to somebody who bought your employment contract from somebody else, mm-hmm. somebody else and somebody else. You know, that doesn't make a difference. So, anyway, I just think the lauding of Abraham Lincoln's kind of dangerous, because if you have this great politician that did wonderful things, then that means other politicians will attempt to emulate him. And there's really nothing good to emulate there.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We have Alan in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alan.
Good evening.
Hey.
This is the first time I've called y'all's show.
I bet you're shocked.
How are you listening to us tonight?
Well, I'd like to know how many nights a week you're on or whatever, too.
We're on 7 nights a week live, but how are you listening to our show, Alan? It doesn't say here in my phone screening software.
I've got an iPad out here on the carport, and I've got an iHeartRadio.
Oh, excellent. I was just asking, do you happen to know the station you're listening to?
I just bumped into it. Columbus, I just found it.
Cool. Awesome.
Hey, a comment to make.
Yeah, please.
I was sitting here thinking a while ago, you know, I think the old saying, hindsight's 20/20, is really going to come home for the Democrats next year.
Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, I think they're going to be standing there like the old dog, you know, on the cartoon. Which way did he go? Or what happened? Can they not get it through? That bunch up there starved to death with a loaf of bread under their arm. They don't get nothing.
But, so you're saying they're gonna? You're predicting they're gonna lose, and they're not gonna even understand why they lost. Is that what you're saying?
They don't even understand what they're doing now.
Do you think they're going to lose because they're going after Trump in these impeachment proceedings, or do you think they're going to lose because their candidates are too far left?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, countries with communism, it works good to be run out of somebody else's money.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the truth.
Look at Venezuela.
I'm convinced they make as much sense as throwing land mice to a dead hen.
Wait, what was that joke? I didn't know. What makes to a dead hen?
I said that bunch up there right now in Congress is making about as much sense as throwing laying mice to a dead hen.
Stolen laying mice?
Throwing laying mice.
I still don't understand it. I've heard it three times now.
Laying mice is a form of feed. Laying mash is the form of feed you give hens so that they will lay eggs. Dead hens don't lay eggs.
Yeah, okay, so right. It's a farm joke. Gotcha.
It's a farm joke.
Okay.
It's fact.
You know, Alan, I got to say, I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for calling in. I definitely appreciate it. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Man, thick accent, phone call, hard for me to make that one out. I appreciate the translation, Mark. Thank you. As someone who has lived on a farm, you know a thing or two
well,
about that.
Well, I'm also from the South, and I'm just
so am I, but I'm not from the real South. No. I'm from west of I-75 on in Florida.
I'm proud of my fellow Southerners, so there you go.
All right, so let's continue here. We have James in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hello, Ian and Mark. I'm actually a frequent caller. I've actually called you like 3 years ago. I wanted to talk to you guys about anxiety because a long time ago I talked to you about my autism, and I wanted some advice about keeping your anxiety down while you're waiting for someone.
While you're waiting for someone. So like in what sort of circumstance are you waiting on someone?
So my parents are gone visiting their friends, and I get anxious when they're gone too long, so I'm in that state of anxiety right now.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Wow, that seems unusual to be anxious about your parents coming back. So you're living at home with your folks?
Yes.
So are you just concerned that you'll have to take care of things on your own, or are you concerned that maybe something's happened and you haven't heard about it yet, or anything? What exactly are you anxious about?
Actually, I'll tell you what. Hold that thought, James. We're going to give you a chance to answer coming up here in just a moment. Anxiety, it's something I got questions about it. I really don't understand why so many people experience this so constantly. Does it seem, Mark, to you like a younger person's thing, like millennials?
It seems like it's happening a lot.
Millennials.
It's been normalized.
I don't remember people talking about it like when I was growing up. I just didn't. It wasn't even part of my world, and now I hear it everywhere.
I wanted my parents gone.
From young people. Yeah, right? Me too. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence has made a surprise visit to Iraq. He got in line and helped serve an early Thanksgiving dinner to some American troops.
You step forward in a calling where you counted our lives as more important than your own. But I want to assure you,
as you bear that burden here, as you wear the uniform, as you stand the post so far from home. You do not bear that burden alone.
The vice president also met with a top Kurdish official and tried to reassure him the U.S. still supports the Kurds, despite a withdrawal of troops from northern Syria. He also spoke with the prime minister of Iraq in a phone call, but he decided not to visit Baghdad because of deadly anti-government protests that are much too volatile in the region. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. And one of my favorite kinds of shows where we never even got to the show prep tonight. It's just been call after call after call. Those are my favorite kinds of Free Talk Live. But we do have things to talk about. So if we get the chance, we'll get into Tulsi Gabbard. We'll talk about another hit piece on Bitcoin, this time in Forbes magazine. And there's just so much more that we could discuss. But your calls come first. We're going to go back to the phones, to the fun. But first, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. The daily dispatch they have is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. I want to go back to James in New Jersey. He's 20 years old. Lives with his parents. He says his parents are away, and he feels a sense of anxiety about it. And I was just saying a moment ago that this is something I just don't understand. Mark, you said that, and you and I are almost a decade apart from one another, but when we were growing up, I think this is true for both of our generations at least, and we're kind of both on the opposite ends of Generation X. I could be argued that I'm a zennial, kind of on the borderline between millennial and X. We wanted to get away from our parents. We wanted to get more freedom, right? Like to get out into the world, be left alone, not be, lorded over by controlling parental units. But James is saying he's feeling anxious about the fact that his parents are gone, and you're 20 years old, James. Tell us more about this. Where do you think this comes from? Why do you feel the way that you do? I don't know if you can even answer these questions, but that's what I want to know.
Well, I actually think it's actually from geez, my autism. There we go. Because I told you guys 3 years ago when I was 17 that I was diagnosed with it. And I really think that it has taken a toll on me as an adult. That it has progressed to like a more, like a serious state of autism, I believe.
Now, I am not an expert when it comes to autism. As I understand it, it is a kind of a failure to understand social interactions, right? And there's different levels of seriousness of autism. Is that like the definition of it, to your understanding?
Yes, sir.
So why would a failure to interact socially affect how you feel anxiety when your parents go away? That wouldn't seem to necessarily follow that it's autism that creates that.
Well, the doctors said that the anxiety could come from the autism, and that for some reason you could just start worrying about stuff that if, like, your parents are gone for a while, then you'll start getting anxious. Because it's like they're like your shield, and it's like when they're gone, it's like you have nothing to protect you from the outside world.
Do you feel like your parents were overprotective as you were growing up? Were they always trying to keep you from having, you know, experiences by yourself or potentially dangerous encounters? Were they always around protecting you from, you know, did you always have to have the knee pads on when you were on a bicycle or something like that? Do you know what I mean? Like overprotective, or not that you would know if they were overprotective because you didn't have any parents necessarily, you know, you didn't have two sets of parents to compare them to, but... Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, they weren't overprotective. It's more like they tried to make me. They tried to make me go out there and explore the world and try to confront those issues. But my head won't let me because it's just too afraid to express myself to do it. So I just stay in my own little world.
So I get where you're coming from. Often, you know, sometimes when, say, my wife or my mother or my son are away from, you know, home for a period of time, I'll be like, where are they? Oh, something bad could have happened. And it could have. And, you know, like I'll get my mind into this little, you know, this kind of thought process briefly. And then what I do is I remind myself, A, there are telephones. If I need to get a hold of them, chances are I'll be able to get a hold of them. B, the likelihood that something has gone awry is low. But
people are safer now than they've ever been,
right,
statistically.
So, you know, I abandon that that mindset as quickly as I can because there's no particular point in it.
You just try to let it go.
But it's true that people are important in our lives, right? Your parents are important in your life, and your, to some extent, your anxiety is reminding you that that's the case. So what I would do is try to, A, remind them that they're important. You know, like, hey, I really appreciate what you're doing and, you know, what you do for me, and you're important to me. And, you know, have a good conversation with them and let them know that you appreciate them. Secondly, you need to be prepared for bad things happening. At some point,
we all die. Yeah.
And your parents will die, you will die, I will die. That's at this point, the mortal coil upon which we live. This is how things go.
Unless they get to robot bodies and then we don't die. But it seems like that's not coming anytime soon.
Right. You could use your magic autism powers to create robot bodies for us. And then we don't have to worry about this. Let me ask you this.
I'm curious. Do you work? Do you, like, get out of the house to do a vocation or some sort of a job?
Well, I'm actually currently working on that. I'm actually going to a program to help me get a job because I can't get a job on my own. So they kind of help me look for jobs.
Sorry? When you say you can't get a job on your own, why?
It's hard to explain, but yeah.
Does that come back to anxiety? Is it an anxious event to go and, you know, apply and sit in front of a human resources person and answer questions? I mean, is it like nerve-wracking for you to go and do that?
I think all of my problems are anxiety. I think that's what it comes down to, is every problem that I have is anxiety.
When did you notice, do you remember, like, how young you were when you first noticed that you were anxious a lot?
Oh, God. I'd probably have to say, probably 15. I'd probably say, yeah.
Well, the good news is that anxiety is something you can manage, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, it's it seems to be something that the younger generation's dealing with and talking about, but it's not new. The world isn't any different now than it was, not significantly different now than it was a few decades ago, and everybody else handled it. So, you know, there's all these great trailblazers out there that you can look to. You can get caught up in your own head, but you can also choose not to. And what I would do if I were you is look at great courses on handling anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, the Internet's got to have some
there's
of them out
there.
There's
got to be something, some book.
There's got to be some places.
A bunch of books.
You know, places you can get together with folks that are having successes, that have similar problems.
You know, baby steps, right? Getting out into the world, trying new things, doing things that aren't necessarily dangerous, you know, like, you know, you don't have to go jump out of an airplane. I wouldn't do that. But, you know, things that you would normally not do that you can sort of take a step into and try out and see how
it's your comfort zone.
There you go. That's exactly. Expanding your comfort zone because, as they say, if you don't get out of your comfort zone, you're not growing. And the fact is, as Mark pointed out, at some point your parents are going to die. And I'm sure that they want this for you, right? Like, they want you to be able to take care of yourself and to go out and work and to not have crippling anxiety about living life because they don't want to leave you behind like that. You know, you've got to get over this. You know, you're not stupid, right? You're not mentally disabled. You just have these anxiety issues that I think they should be able to be defeated. It's all inside your head.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Good luck, James. I wish you the best, and feel free to call us with your progress over the years
if you
feel like telling us about it. We'd love to hear about it because I just hear so much about this. I mean, just it seems like that anxiety is one of those catchphrases, one of those words that's always on the tip of
millennial
the tongue
thing.
Of millennials and these Zennials or whatever, the Generation Z's or whatever the heck they're called. They're constantly talking about this stuff, and it's like, you know, life is easier now than it's ever been. I don't understand what there's so much to be anxious about exactly. You know, I mean, it's not like you really have to worry about where your next meal is going to come from. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's
I
855.
Certainly don't have to worry about that.
I mean, if you're really worried about it, just go dumpster diving. There's plenty of food that people throw away in the United States. We're incredibly wealthy. There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Maybe you beat anxiety.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves with Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. Also, don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, we have ways of you that you can do that. And Gary is a Free Talk Live amplifier. He's a silver amplifier, which means that he's contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. Actually, I should say his name is apparently Gary Amplifier. Anyway, he's contributing $5 a month to the AMP program, and I definitely appreciate that. You can do that, too, if you want to help us out. Help us get on more radio stations. We've got over 200 stations that are on board right now. We actually had a new station join us. I haven't welcomed them officially yet because I don't know which hour of the show they're airing, but they're taking 1 hour a day, and they're running at 11 a.m. to noon. So we're the midday show on a station in Kentucky now. So
am I.
As soon as I figure out which hour they're running, I'll say hello to them because I only want to say welcome if they're actually listening.
Sure.
But if you want to help us get on more stations, then you can do that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some perks as well, some bennies. Because you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can do it with PayPal. You can do it with credit card and also Bitcoin BTC. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the supporters' chat rooms on our Discord server and more. And I guess, you know, let's throw the question out there to our audience for our young listener who called in a moment ago. He was diagnosed with anxiety and autism. He seems to think they're linked together, but I don't know if I believe that necessarily.
Right, and if you call in here, don't expect the advice of trained psychiatrists or anything like that.
Psychiatrist is just going to give you drugs.
Right. Expect the advice.
I can recommend drugs if you
of
want.
Of people who have lived life and, you know, have had problems and have attempted to overcome those problems and, you know, to some modicum of success. By some are...
We've been successful at some things.
Right,
and
by
others,
some measures we're successful, right? And that's it. You know, I mean, don't expect advice from me to be the best advice I can give, but I don't really understand mental illness. As a matter of fact, in many
cases... You just live it.
In many cases, I believe mental illness is, talking about your mental illness is an excuse for failure.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm not saying that's the truth with the young man who called in. I don't know his particular instance, but I can tell you that if I had decided to say, I'm depressed at certain points in my life, the success wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
It just, I don't feel like achieving.
Depression is another one that a lot of people struggle with. An ex-girlfriend of mine struggled with it at various different points. And, that's a tough one because the person who's depressed believes that that's the way things are and that they can't change
it. Well, they've been told it.
Right.
If they've been told their whole lives that depression is just an excuse to get out there and do it, there'd be a few people, of a percentage of people who claim to be depressed out there that would be, they'd really be in a bad shape if you told them that. But a lot of people would be just like, oh, okay, well, I guess I have to go. Cases of depression are much lower in third world countries. And it's probably because,
they're out there doing stuff
to
survive.
They got to survive.
Yeah. They're not in their head as much, or they don't have the ability to make excuses for not performing, etc. And also, it was interesting that depression could be solved by a placebo. I thought that was particularly interesting. There's been at least a study that I've seen on that. They were doing giving people placebos in a controlled double-blind study with depression, people suffering from depression, and they found they were able to cure people's depression with a pill, with a placebo, a sugar pill.
And that kind of holds up the point, right?
That holds up my argument that it's all in your head and it's not some sort of chemical imbalance, which a lot of people believe about their depression. It's like, oh, I can't control it.
Well, maybe that's true, but if you have the placebo effect, then you shoot in some happy chemical because you believe that your brain shoots in some happy chemical because it believes that it's the happy chemicals going in there, and then suddenly you're cured. Fine.
Whatever
that's
takes,
what it takes.
Right? But that does suggest it's all in your head.
Big, red, expensive pills work best for placebos.
Yeah. They've studied that too.
Yeah. Go to the store, get some fish oil, and just convince yourself it's great.
So if you've had experience with anxiety and you can recommend to our young listener and maybe some of our other listeners who also didn't call in about it, but, if you've had some sort of experience of stepping out of your comfort zone as a person who believed they had anxiety or did, have crippling anxiety, and you've not been, you're no longer crippled by anxiety, maybe, it flashes in here and there, but you've figured out a way to bat it back down and defeat it and move on with your life, and you've got, because we sort of wondered aloud, well, there must be books about this. Surely there are. What do you recommend, I guess, is my question. If you're out there and you want to give our listeners some specific suggestions, please do. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It seems to be something that a lot of people are suffering from these days, so anything that folks can recommend certainly would be appreciated.
Well, I'll go ahead and do that. I like The Richest Man in Babylon. It allows you to take control of your own. It shows you how to take control of your own finances.
I love that one.
I don't remember the author's name.
It's
a classic, though, as far as self-help goes. And it allows you to take control of your finances. If you can begin taking control of your finances, you begin taking control of one area in the world, an important one in your world. And if you can take control, then you have control. And it's the start. To me, that's how I always live my life, is that I need to be able to take control of some things. Obviously, there's plenty of things you can't take control of.
Olympus 1112 in our Discord chat says his daughter's the same way. She freaks out when she has to do anything without me or my wife. It's not a very normal thing. I get that. But with autism, the rules go out the window. He says she does work at McDonald's but wants to quit every day. To which Hillbilly Pirate was obsessed.
I would want to quit working at McDonald's, too.
Did you just steal his joke? Because I was about to give it to him.
I'm sorry.
The next guy who responded to that says, I'd want to quit every day also if I worked at McDonald's.
I worked at Burger King back in 1987 or something like that. And it's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather put roofs on in the Florida sun in the summer, and I did, than work at a fast food joint. Because you're just constantly
hustling, doing
stuff.
Yeah.
And just a lot of critique for your work and not a lot of pluses to it, and I did not.
Plus, they're not going to have robot roofers before they have robot McDonald's workers.
Yeah, that's the truth.
By the way, Olympus then follows up and says she wanted to go to college but gets freaked when thinking about going to class. So a lot of people are dealing with this stuff. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you've got some suggestions, maybe some tips, some what worked for you, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on our Discord lines, calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I want to just get back to the Civil War issue. You made a claim that, you know, that the South, that the Confederates were itching for war. I think they were just itching for a different government. And I think that reasonable people get to choose their government. A free society that supposedly the Union was should obviously be able to choose their government.
Sure, but didn't the South, do you believe that the South fired on Fort Sumter, or was that, you know, a false flag?
There may have been, but I think that was what Lincoln really wanted. That there was, it all that stuff is false flag kind of arrangements where, and not only that, was the Northerners' response to Fort Sumter, commensurate with, shelling a fort that, you know, they were given plenty of opportunity to abandon. I mean, if the state of South Carolina no longer owns that fort because they've, separated themselves, why would you want to have the North, still control that court? If people decide for themselves that they want to have, slavery aside, slavery was evil and should have never been. And there's no way of doing slavery without coercion. So I'm a believer in no coercion. So, that's out of the question. But that's, both the North and the South, and including Lincoln himself, were seemingly perfectly happy with slaves, without slaves.
Yep, as we pointed out with the quote from Lincoln earlier, Bad Slave, thank you for the call here tonight. Of course, you can share your thoughts with us, the toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about your experience with anxiety. Have you been able to defeat it, if you had it? If so, what was your secret there? I'm sure a lot of our listeners would appreciate knowing. More coming up. Hour 3 is next, plus Tulsi. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE. .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE. .com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.